Tom Lehrer used to say, ready, aim, sing. So does a group called Tanariwen. The Tuareg people of West Africa are descendants of nomads who traveled in caravans along the Sahara. They've also been fighting for an independent homeland for decades. And in the 1980s, the Tuareg rebelled against the nation of Mali. The struggle has often been violent and bitter. But a group of musicians has emerged out of the rebellion. The members of Tanariwen, which translates as open spaces, put down their weapons to combine traditional musical styles with blazing electric guitars. Earlier this year, Tanariwen released its third album, Aman Iman. It's an album of blues and African percussion and poetry, creating a sound that's all their own and distinctive. They're currently touring the United States, and we're joined in the studio by Abdallah Ag Al-Husseini, who's one of the singers and guitarists in the group. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And we're also joined, our interpreter is Banning Air, who's musical commentator for All Things Considered. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us, how did you discover music?
Comment tu as découvert la musique?
Bon, c'est vrai que la découverte de la musique, pour moi, c'était un peu compliqué.
My discovery of music was a little bit complicated because I grew up in the desert. There were no towns close by, and it wasn't until 1982 when I went to Algeria that I heard the music of Tanariwen, which already existed, and of the Malian guitarist Ali Farka Touré, and I discovered the larger Tuareg family. And it was the first time I had heard Tamacheq voices singing with guitars, because at home we didn't have those kinds of instruments. We just had the flute and the tom-tom drum, and for me to hear the guitar and the voices singing together was very moving, very beautiful.
You blend, as we mentioned, the traditional drumming and vocals with sometimes some very powerful electric guitars. How do you combine them?
Bon, c'est vrai que nous, depuis qu'on a découvert la guitare électrique.
It's true that we did not have electric guitars in our traditional life, but this group was coming up in the context of the rebellion, the Tuareg rebellion, and one of the goals of the rebellion was to bring modern things to the desert, to upgrade our lives. So the electric guitar was one of those things that we could bring. It's true that my background was in traditional music, traditional singing, but we found that there was a very natural fit with the guitar and our way of traditionally singing that was just very beautiful and very pleasing.
Let's listen to one of your songs, Tomatan Tile. Now, you hear that guitar work in there. It maybe wouldn't be surprising to know that you've performed with Carlos Santana and opened for the Rolling Stones.
Moi, je sais que dans notre génération, c'est une génération, franchement, qui adore beaucoup la guitare.
In our generation, people love the guitar. Even people who are not musicians, I notice that they have a tremendous love of the guitar. And so any music that brings the guitar forward as the principal sound is naturally appealing to us. So, of course, we loved Santana, we loved Hendrix, and all of that sort of music, because it brought the guitar to the forefront.
Let's go. Do you have any idea how the Tuareg regard your music? Do they know what successes you've become?
Si, le Tinariwin se suivait de près dans la communauté Tuareg.
Yes, the Tinariwin is a group that is very closely followed by the Tuareg community. People within this community follow their musicians, and they follow events in the world, and so they have paid very close attention from the very beginning, the first time we toured, right up to the present, to everything that happens with us.
Another one of your songs we'd like to listen to. This one, a little bit more melancholy. The song, Tomast. Can you help us understand what the song is about?
Tumast, à langue Tuareg, c'est la communauté, c'est le peuple.
This is a song that talks about the community, the people, the Tuareg people, and particularly in the context of this moment of the rebellion when there was terrible separation and division among us, political and also just spatial division. So we say that a people who are separated can never bring forth from the earth a tree that produces beautiful flowers.
Il pousse jamais un arbre qui donne de jolies fleurs.
Do you see your music as still being a part of the Tuareg rebellion?
À mon avis, cette musique, ça va finir toujours avec une image de la rébellion, quoi.
In my opinion, the music of Tinariwin will always be associated with the rebellion because it was created in the milieu of rebellion. The songs of Tinariwin were created by many people, including people who were not musicians, who were fighters in the rebellion, who contributed lyrics and ideas and inspiration. So for us, it will always have that connection. Maybe some future generation will change and bring the music into other realms, but I think it will always have that identity.
I know you're a musician, not a politician, but I guess I feel the need to ask you why an independent homeland is important to the Tuareg.
Moi, en même temps, je suis artiste, et d'un côté aussi, je suis politicien.
Myself, as you say, I'm not a politician. We are artists, and yet we live in a time where the Tuareg can't really make these separations as clearly as that. We can't specialize and just be one thing. We have to be artists, politicians, nomads, businessmen, everything. It's not necessarily that we have to have our own homeland, but we need to have a particular situation. We don't want to just blend into the general population. And when I say a special situation, what I mean is that our culture is very distinct, and it must be able to preserve its distinct identity. That's really the important thing.
We want to go out on a song, Matejem Yidmixen. But before we play that, what is this song saying? What's the message?
À peu près la même chose que Thomas. Il parle concernant les problèmes des communautés Tuareg.
This song is a little bit like the song Thomas, in that it talks about the community, the Tuareg community. And it among us there are people who have different tendencies and who focus on separations within the community. And so this song asks, why is there so much hate between us? And are we going to teach this hate to our children and pass this separation on to the next generation? And why do we have to do this? That's the question that this song is asking.
Let's listen, please. Thank you so much for being with us. Abdallah Agal Youssef is a guitarist and singer in the group Tenarowen. Their latest album is called Aman Iman, Water is Life. We also want to thank our interpreter, Pani Nair. And you can hear some of their full songs and discover more great music at our new music site, npr.org/music, where you'll also find interviews, streaming concerts, I guess that's a waterfall of concerts, and many other features.